This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Kedra Daniels-Navaroli back. She is the Assistant Director with the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts here on campus. Dina Austin, she is with Think Humanity. They are promotional partners with the upcoming exhibit. Kedra, thanks for coming in. Tell us about this new exciting exhibit.
Thank you so much, Terry. So beginning on September 1st, we will open the exhibit Wandering Spirit African Wax Prints, and it runs through December 15th. And this exhibit really explores fashion, textile traditions, and really authenticity in our global age. The exhibit celebrates the patterns on textiles that originated as hand-drawn designs in Indonesia. These designs were copied and industrialized by Europeans in the 19th century when the islands were a Dutch colony. The fabrics were ultimately exported to West Africa, where they were absorbed and circulated alongside long-established textile traditions. Even here in America, the pattern garment we recognize as the dashiki emerged during our civil rights era, but it really originated as a Dutch design marketed to West and Central Africa. Wandering Spirit really looks at all of these influences that affected the wax prints and their popularity, and it's essentially fascinating because it's one tradition that's traveled across four continents over essentially 100 years. It's a complex and really controversial history, but we look forward to bringing the exhibit here to Florida Tech. To celebrate the opening, we're hosting the show's curator, Dr. Gifty Benson. Benson is from Ghana, and so she'll be presenting a gallery talk on Saturday, September 1st at 1:30. She'll tour the exhibit for the public and also discuss the importance of each of the patterns' names in West African society, and admission for that is free. The other thing we're really excited about is that we're really thrilled to host this partnership with Think Humanity by hosting a pop-up shop beginning at noon on Saturday, September 1st.
Dina, tell us a little bit about Think Humanity.
Back in 2007, Think Humanity became a nonprofit and at that time began assisting refugees in Uganda, mostly with bed nets, and that was over in the Changwali refugee settlement camp, which is at the border of the DR Congo. So Think Humanity began raising money for malaria, medication, and mosquito nets because 3,000 children die every day from malaria over there in sub-Saharan Africa. Since then, Think Humanity has grown from a small organization supplying mosquito nets to one that also provides healthcare, education, water wells, and creating socioeconomic projects. The projects that will directly benefit by funds raised at this museum event is with displaced Acholi refugee women. The women make jewelry and textile products to help earn an income so that they can feed and educate their children. And we purchase and sell products. 100% of these funds are sent back to Uganda. We purchase more products, and then we fund Think Humanity programs. Locally, we have two partners in Brevard that sell our products. The Love Hut is in downtown Melbourne, and the Happy Healthy Human Cafe in Indian Harbor Beach. Both do this without taking any commissions.
So this is a great event, and it's going to open on September 1st. It is free and open to the public.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And if anyone's interested in learning more information, they can visit our website at textiles.fit.edu or call us at 321-674-8313.
The exhibit opens on September 1st. Give us your hours when people can come see it.
Yes. So the exhibit opens on September 1st and beginning on Saturday, we'll be open from noon to 4. And then from Tuesday through Friday, we're open from 10 to 4.
And there are tours available.
Yes. By contacting the center, you can arrange for a docent-led tour in advance.
We hope everyone will come out and see Wandering Spirit African Wax Prints at the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts on the Florida Tech campus. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.